Ask Catherine. A great question in from Jim. Many of the questions are on taxes, so I'm going to be asking Mel or Chuck when we get to the interview. Great question from Jim in San Diego. Major financial institutions are buying foreclosed single-family properties in massive quantities right now. With this in mind, what could be done by the powers that be that could create appreciation in the housing market despite the horrible economy that we're experiencing? Great question, and they're absolutely, you know, it's kind of like the joy of cooking. There are many recipes, but let me just mention a few of the things that the federal government could do that could significantly increase the value of single-family housing once it's been shifted in bulk accumulations. And my guess is watch for bulk sales through Freddie, Fannie, and FHA after January 20th. The first thing is special tax incentives. Another is increased immigration. Increased immigration was one of the things that supported the housing market, because if you have first-time home buyers coming in, you kind of cascade everybody upwards. A variety of different new energy technology and lower costs of energy could help. Significant increased liquidity of local investment of the kind they're talking with the new crowdfunding provisions. But there's certainly a lot that could be done informally as well to circulate much more investment locally. You could re-engineer the federal budget in a variety of ways, including making provisions that make rental housing much more attractive than it is relative to homeownership. And finally, they have the power to swing in major contracts or other outsourcing or facilities back into targeting areas with big real estate positions that create a lot of jobs and income in the general area. So, you know, if you swing at the income after you've taken the position in the real estate, there's extraordinary impact you can have on the capital gains in the real estate. Check out an article from Bloomberg on the blog this week about large accumulations by BlackRock and other hedge funds. It's absolutely happening. We're getting reports from a variety of realtors around the country about watching very significant accumulations in their places. Okay, so let's turn to our interview. Again, let's talk a little bit about goals. It's very important before the end of the year, if there are going to be changes in the tax code, and again, we don't know for sure what's going to happen, but if there are going to be possible changes that could impact you, we want to make sure you understand what they are so that you have time before the end of the year to speak with your CPA or tax preparer. If you do your own taxes, take the time to sit down and look at this before the end of the year. We also want to make sure that in your 2013 budget, you have prepared for the fact that there is likely to be additional taxes one way or the other. And so forewarned is a good thing. And that's the goal tonight, to give you the background you need to sit down and then take some time to look at your unique situation and see what, if anything, you can do to make sure you're prepared for what's going to come. And again, I just want to say that each person listening tonight has their own unique situation. So we're going to be speaking generically, but before you take action or assume something's true, you really do need to consult with an expert that understands your unique situation. So joining me tonight is Chuck Gibson, who's not a stranger on the Solaria Report. We did a great equity overview recently, and then before that, we did a view from Silicon Valley overview, a sort of a review of the technology trends that we expect to impact the equity markets. The next equity overview is coming up on January 18th, and that's one you don't want to miss. Chuck's the president of Financial Perspectives, and he's my partner and fellow managing member of C-Lane Advisory. And also joining us is our powerhouse, Melanie Paleo. She works with Chuck as a certified financial planner and manages the C-Lane Investment Committee for us. She's also licensed as an enrolled agent but doesn't practice. Melanie, I'm just going to tease her now, happens to be very smart. And from my point of view, I'm always teasing her about her near encyclopedia capacity for remembering the complexities of financial planning, which is one of the reasons I was delighted when she and Chuck said that they would join me this evening. So let me just note that we're also going to be covering a fair amount of ground tonight, and I'm going to take extra time because it's important that we, that we not race too much and go into the details where appropriate.